This is Ozarks at Large. The Northwest Arkansas Food Bank is celebrating its largest gift of packaged food. The Kraft Heinz Company is donating 4 truckloads of Kraft macaroni and cheese, as well as 1 truckload of stovetop stuffing and Heinz gravy. Mike Williams, Director of Development for the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, says the product will be given to 160 member agencies who will distribute the food to families in need.
Macaroni and cheese is the most popular thing that families are looking for from us. Everyone knows what macaroni and cheese is. They know how to make it. And so before this donation, we were having to purchase over $100,000 of macaroni and cheese. And we took that challenge to our friends at Kraft Heinz and let them know what we were doing, and they were devastated. And they said, we want to help. And they brought to us the idea of, what if we donated enough macaroni and cheese for you and stovetop stuffing to cover a whole year? And we said, that would be incredible. And so that's why we're here today, celebrating that gift.
The Kraft Heinz Company is staggering its donation by making quarterly deliveries. Yesterday's celebration at the food bank's headquarters in Bethel Heights marked the second installment of the commitment. Sean Boss from the Kraft Heinz Company says one of the company's core values is growing a better world, and that they can do that through the donation of different types of food, not just macaroni and cheese.
We do other things. We specifically chose Kraft macaroni and cheese because it's the number one item for the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, and we felt like we could make the biggest difference with Kraft macaroni and cheese. But it really depends on the season and the nature. Like, we'll be doing stovetop stuffing and Heinz gravy later in the year as it becomes more seasonally relevant.
Food bank officials estimate more than 65,000 individuals in Northwest Arkansas are currently food insecure. Arkansas's U.S. senators joined with 88 of their colleagues Wednesday to pass a resolution calling for Congress to have a greater role in trade issues. The non-binding resolution is regarded as a rebuke of the president's tariff escalations. The president of the Arkansas Soybean Association, A.J. Hood, says farmers are feeling the pain as they wait for the right prices to sell the remainder of the state's top commodity and top export.
Nobody knows how much to offset. So that's the scary part right now, you know. What we didn't get booked, you know, we're going to have to take that price when we sell it across the scale. So, you know, the dramatic fall in the price, over $2 is going to be pretty detrimental.
Hood says he remains optimistic that the Trump administration is listening and that prices will level out and that foreign markets will stabilize. The Trump administration recently imposed a 25% tariff on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods. China is the largest buyer of American soybeans, and the country responded with its own round of tariffs matching the U.S. dollar for dollar.